It's a good show.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, this is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen.
Hey everybody, this is Never Seen It, the podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and we read you their scripts here on air. Today I am joined by the three hosts of the podcast Let's Talk About Text. I'm here with Kara Klank, Megan Gailey, and Christy Coffey. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
We have great names.
Great names.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was excited. They're great. There's a lot of
consonants.
I don't have alliteration.
But yours is like Megan Gailey.
Yeah, it does have like a diddy diddy.
Yeah.
It's good up and down. Kyler's kind of boring.
No, that's a good name.
Yeah, you're right. It's great.
Kyle Ayers sounds like what your name is when you're out of your superhero outfit.
Has anything ever happened that ruined your name? Like, for me, South Park was a big situation because that song Kyle's Mom is a Bitch came out when I was in elementary school. And then that song Throw Your Hands in the Air, that song was...
Oh, that's good.
And I'm never really in a situation where that song's on.
How about just the word coffee every day of my life? Every day of my life, people are like, coffee, and like, I turn around and I go, no.
Like, has anything ever happened where your name is a part of vernacular? Christy Coffee?
Got a lot of, like, in baby school, the money on the bus goes clank, clank, clank.
Okay.
Then after that, I think we sort of grew out of it.
My name has gay in it. So that was not that bad for me, but tough for my brothers.
Right.
Okay. I did a lot of, like, it means happily.
Sweet. That never would have even occurred to me. I'm so woke.
I'm so woke. I know your whole name.
Just like Gailey. I never even like thought that your name has gay in it.
Yeah, it has gay in it.
I don't see gay words.
You all wrote The Matrix. None of you have seen The Matrix.
None of us
never
have
seen it.
Remotely even grasped a concept of The Matrix.
That was so funny when I asked you if there were any other movies that you hadn't seen, because I knew you were doing The Matrix, and so I wanted to know. And there has never been three movies with less in common than the three of us have never seen Scarface, Divergent, or The Fault in Our Stars.
We truly spent like a few hours all over text. Megan and Christy were on like AFI's top movies, 100 movies of all time. I'm on like the top selling movies of the 2010s and 2000s.
Yeah.
We're just going back and forth, and it's like seen it, haven't seen it.
Yeah. Christy had seen like most of the independent and like arts films.
Okay. Hello, film major.
I had seen like the olds and the musicals.
The olds. I've seen a lot. It's like I also haven't seen like Godfather. I haven't seen a lot of stuff that's like everybody's seen it.
Yeah, I think you're on our Godfather board out
there.
Yeah,
I sure am.
Have the two of you seen The Godfather?
I've seen one of them, definitely.
Yeah. The third one?
I've seen the third one, and it's the third. I've seen pieces of all of them, and one of them in its entirety.
Yeah, okay. I've never.
I'd never heard of Divergent. I know The Fault in Our Stars. It's like none of you went on a first date
like a whole...
last year or 2 years. None of you went on a first date with a high schooler
Divergent.
2 years ago.
I saw Divergent being filmed.
Does that count?
But not. They were filming in Chicago, and I was working like the worst day job, standing on a street corner, giving people directions, not sexually. And then, like, just probably 1,000 teens in like fake, weird apocalyptic clothes came out. We were like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Is it sort of like, I looked it up. Is it like a Maze Runner?
It's not the Hunger Games.
It's
a young
adult. That's the movie it is.
I thought it had Daniel Craig in it. No,
I don't think so.
Is it an action movie?
Yes. No, it's like Shailene Woodley, and they're like chosen young people. Something about them is they're divergent. Like I'm literally going from
Isn't
a trailer.
Isn't she in A Fault in the Stars too?
Yes, she's also in A Fault in the Stars.
Wow, Shailene haters.
Yeah, you know, honestly, didn't care for her in Big Little Lies, to be honest.
Most people didn't.
Didn't think she could handle her own amongst those icons.
Is that the show on HBO where everyone in it is wildly famous?
Yeah. And then, I mean, Shailene Woodley
haven't seen Big Little Lies?
No.
Oh, it's great. You need to do an episode of this for you watching
you
Big Little Lies.
An episode of Big Little Lies.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I don't even know.
What do you think it's about?
I have no idea.
It's about women.
They seem to all live in... wherever, like,
they live in Northern California, and it's like and it's like real estate porn. Like, all of their houses are out of control. Okay. Like, amazing.
Okay.
But every once an episode, someone goes, "That was a big little lie."
Really?
So don't forget
that.
No.
Oh, God. You have no idea how fast I would have watched that show.
Like when my old roommate and I, we started watching The Slap.
And then
she was really disappointed to realize that someone didn't get slapped every episode. She thought every episode someone was going to get slapped.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I would like that if every episode's a different length and ends with someone getting slapped. But you don't know. It could be 2 minutes long tonight. It could be an hour and 45 minutes.
Jared and I watched The Slap, and he would always come home and go, "Are we going to watch The Slap?"
Yeah.
Like, we always.
I had a sex dream about the man who does the slapping.
Oh, really?
Oh, hello.
Haven't seen the show. He was in something else. Yeah. He was in, what's
who
Newsroom?
Who was slapping?
Wait, who was he in Newsroom?
He was like the annoying, like, boyfriend producer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy is very annoying. Yeah.
I don't even. He
he's
came
the most
in,
annoying actor.
In my subconscious, and he, like, threw me up against a wall.
Wow. Oh, hello.
I know.
Ooh.
And he slapped me.
And then he got residuals for that.
Scoring your sex dream with a child xylophone.
And you thought you scored in
it
a sex
dream. It was a lot
dream.
Of.
Wow.
My
when you have sex, it sounds like a castanet.
I like, Carrie, you're taking a drink while holding the thunder stick up,
I don't
like,
want
very
the
properly.
Thunder stick to, I don't want it to make a noise before its dramatic entrance.
You know, when I was in Chicago one summer and saw them filming The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't tell us what they were filming.
Ooh.
And,
you saw the Batmobile?
Well, yeah, that's exactly. We were standing there. It was like after Lollapalooza, which is what I was there.
It was on Lower
friends, like,
Wacker.
You were
on
LSD.
And we're walking back in. We're like, what's happening here? And they're like, nothing. And we're like, all right, but they had blown up a helicopter.
Yeah.
We didn't see it.
Whoa.
We saw the remnants. And they're like, oh, we're filming a movie. Like, what movie? We don't know. And then it's the whole Gotham Police Department drove by, like, in cars that said Gotham Police Department. And we're like, what movie is it? And they're like, we don't know.
We can't.
Like,
it was scary. I was working at an office that would let out on Lower Wacker, so I had to, like, park down there during they were filming that. And it's very unsettling place. It's like a road beneath a road. And it's Chicago, so it's scary. And then there was weird Gotham Batmobile shit everywhere, and it was very, very unsettling.
We saw all the cars that got by all had little Gotham. They made Illinois plates that said Gotham to put on all the cars for, like, continuity or whatever.
Wow.
And they apparently worked as the parking permits for people who had to park during shooting.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
How about that?
Rahm Emanuel.
Doing something right in Chicago.
He wasn't even the mayor then.
Yeah, he had so many fingers then.
You just say that all the time.
I don't know who was the mayor. Probably in jail. All of the...
I know it was Commissioner was Gordon. I don't remember the mayor. The mayor was that man who always looks like he has
That's
eyeliner
Commissioner
on.
Commissioner Gordon is from Batman.
Right? In Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
Well, let's do The Matrix here.
Okay.
This was
Hello.
This for a while was probably my favorite movie.
Oh, then you're going to love this script because I think it stays true to the source material.
100%.
Awesome.
We don't know anything about this movie.
Well, let's tell everyone who we're going to be playing so they can everyone can decipher.
I'm Kara Klink. I'll be playing Neo.
Megan, I'll be reading stage directions.
And I'm Christy. I'm Trinity.
And mom.
And mom.
You got mom.
Okay.
And this is Kyle. And and I'll be playing Morpheus.
Ooh. Oh, we're ready?
Ready.
Okay. Interior living room. Neo, 30, brooding, black sunglasses, trench coat. Oh, shit. I already fucked up.
You're
trench
doing great.
Coat is surfing the web shopping for black trench coats at White House Black Market and talking on the phone with his mom.
No, Mom, I'm not dating anyone right now. I told you, I'm really busy programming this new code to crack this new algorithm.
You just use that computer mumbo-jumbo to get me off the phone.
You say you want to be involved in my life. My life is code
and black jackets. I know. I just don't think it would kill you to try a khaki blazer, a houndstooth even.
Mom,
maybe.
I gotta go.
Okay, see you Sunday for brunch.
Neo hangs up the phone, grumbling to himself.
Houndstooth? What kind of internet detective would wear houndstooth?
Suddenly, we see a message pop up on his laptop from Mr. Robot. It reads, B:// uplink.zip.qr2.zoom.
Mr. Robot, what has it been, 12 years? Let's see what this old fuck is up to.
Neo clicks on the link and blue lights shoot from his computer, scanning his face, putting him in a trance, and we see his entire body get sucked into laptop. His cat approaches the laptop, pawing it, whining. Interior, the internet. Neo is in an all-white environment, passed out on a chair. He comes to.
What? Where am I?
Out of nowhere, Morpheus, in skinny, silvery sunglasses and a leather trench coat, appears out of nowhere.
You don't recognize this place?
Who are you?
Oh, you know who I am.
Nah, dude, I really don't.
Morpheus.
Not ringing any bells.
I'm the internet.
Oh my god, I can't believe it! I've been waiting to meet you, my whole life.
Well, we've been watching you.
Who's been watching me?
Us. The Matrix.
What's the Matrix?
I'll explain that later. Right now, we have a mission, and we need to determine if you're the right man for the job.
Try me.
Morpheus puts both of his hands in front of Neo and opens them to reveal two pills. One red, one blue.
If you want to go back to searching for trench coats on Amazon, choose the red pill. If you want to know everything, unlock your consciousness and be truly free, plus unlimited boners, choose the blue pill.
Is there a purple one? Like, those are pretty intense choices.
No, choose.
Okay, blue. I choose the blue.
Morpheus hands him the blue pill.
Take this.
Okay, do you have any water, or am I supposed to dry swallow this guy?
Just swallow it, Jesus.
Suddenly, a trap door opens and swallows Neo up. Interior black room with laser beams. Neo lands in a pile on the ground. He stands up and begins looking around.
Is this my expanded consciousness?
A voice answers him.
Yes.
We hear the sound of clicking heels. Neo wheels around and sees Trinity in a cat suit, super sexy. Neo is taken aback by her hotness.
Hey, baby, you ever seen Speed?
I live in the internet, so I have access to all media that's ever been created. So, no, I haven't seen Speed.
Okay, well, we can remedy that. Are you free right now?
That's not why I'm here.
At that moment, we hear rounds of gunfire, and Trinity leaps to push Neo to the ground.
Morpheus isn't who we think he is.
Who?
The internet!
Oh, right. I'm so bad with names. Faces I can do, but names.
You gotta go, you idiot!
They start running. The room they're in is infinite. To dodge bullets, Trinity is doing tons of cool crouching tiger, hidden dragon parkour moves. She's flipping, handspringing, the whole thing. Neo is wide-eyed and just trying to zigzag like when you run away from an alligator. We hear Morpheus laughing maniacally.
Is that Melvin?
Morpheus!
Right, sorry.
Eventually, they drop into another room. Interior new room. This one is all TVs with static screens.
Those are some pretty impressive moves back there.
Out of nowhere, Trinity reels around to punch Neo in the face, and he bends backward to avoid contact.
Whoa, how'd I do that?
This is the Matrix. You can bend time and space. Also, I'm really good at Zumba here.
Why was the internet man shooting at us?
Stares intensely into his eyes.
Because nothing is as it seems.
Trinity dissolves into a puddle of liquid a la Alex Mack.
Okay, I'm starting to think that blue pill was acid or, like, at the very least, bad Molly.
Wrong again.
Neo turns around and Morpheus is standing there grinning.
You! Why did you bring me here?
The Matrix, it's broken. There's, like, a problem with it, you know? Like, it's not working well in one spot, kind of a blip, or just a snag in the wiring, a hiccup.
Are you saying there's a glitch in the Matrix?
Morpheus smiles.
This has been in the plan all along.
Trinity reappears from the ceiling.
Neo, no!
What? I think this is a misunderstanding. He just wants me to fix a coding problem. It won't even take long. I was the fastest programmer in my online class.
No, the Matrix belongs to no one. He just wants to control it so he can use it for evil.
Trinity, I thought I got rid of you back in the laser beam room.
Well, now we're in the TV room.
Trinity does flip and a roundhouse kick to Morpheus' face, and he glitches and disappears. He keeps reappearing all over the room like a whack-a-mole. Neo just keeps bending side to side.
You can do more than just bend!
She throws Neo a gun. He dives and catches it in slow motion, but Morpheus appears right behind him and snags the gun.
Oh. You're working for me now, kid.
Trinity somersaults towards Neo, and Morpheus kicking the gun out of Morpheus' hand and lands on top of Neo. She pulls out a special laser gun. When Morpheus sees it, his eyes widen.
We'll continue this conversation later, after that blue pill wears off.
He winks at Neo. Morpheus disappears, leaving Trinity splayed out on top of Neo.
So, are you free for brunch this Sunday? I'd love for you to meet my mom.
End scene.
Yay! That's basically what the movie's about, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Room to room.
It's closer internet. than the experts think.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of like confident people just sort of saying things that no one would say, and like profound things that no one actually speaks.
Right. That's that kind of what we thought.
In our script or in the movie?
In the movie.
Oh, okay.
And our script.
And in the script. I think you nailed Trinity.
Yeah, and our script. Nothing is as it seems.
Right. There's a lot of that. When he first, and he does bend a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw the bending.
All I remember about it is like, oh, there's bending. And like, I don't think there's ever like a scene on a street. Aren't they just constantly in like white psych rooms that are like.
A lot of it. Eventually they're in streets. They have to go to what the world is. Yeah.
Oh, they go to the world.
But all the training and everything happens in a computer.
Does it take place in the internet?
It takes in a computer. Yeah, oh, okay. In the internet.
Is Morpheus bad?
No.
Oh fuck.
But
who's bad?
Trinity?
Agent Smith.
Oh, we didn't even know about him.
Yeah.
Who's that?
And also, Morpheus is, there's like a few angles of good, I guess. There's like the good, he's very optimistic. He thinks there's like hope and he believes in fate. And then there's the optimistic people who believe in like realisticness and.
Well, I like our version.
Yeah, me too.
Morpheus is a real dick bag.
Why was it your favorite movie?
I don't know. It was cool and it had cool fighting. And
everybody was acting like it was super revolutionary.
It was like
a movie that didn't
exist. It came
up
with the idea for that bullet time, and things like Red Pill, Blue Pill, it invented. Which is crazy because now the red pill is
like a men's rights activist group on the internet.
And so it kind of did come up with a lot of things that are sort of in vernacular now, I guess.
Yeah.
And even in like just like movie tropes of the bullet time became so popular, it's now a cliche.
That's
and it's
like, only the, like 15 can you years remind,
the bullet goes slow.
No, in the movie, what's the red and what's the blue pill?
I don't even remember. The red pill is the one he takes to open up.
Oh.
And to like, so he takes the red pill. He takes the red pill. That's the one. So that's why,
But then I thought that the red pill was like,
A placebo?
The blue pill is you wake up in your bed and none of this ever happens.
Oh, I thought it was the red because that men's rights activist group is very into things being like the way nature intended. Like it's into men do this, women do this.
They consider red pill like wake up, man.
Open conscience.
Oh, no. Wake up to like how feminism is ruining your life.
Exactly.
Got it. Well, whatever.
And by taking a trope from a movie written by two trans women.
Yeah.
Right.
I realized that the other one was trans as well. Yeah. Interesting.
That's why we chose this. Because we're woke.
Well, they're sisters, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were known as the Wachowski brothers.
It's such
Wachowski.
But yeah.
So, I truly only knew about
Wachowski.
The Wachowski brothers.
I just knew about the bending.
And then but I didn't realize both of them came out as trans.
The bending is the big thing with the bullet time where he bends back.
Gotcha.
And
are they twins?
Does get shot there.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Brothers.
But yeah, so it's just I liked it because the action and it was cool and it made me feel smart and a lot of it holds up pretty well and a lot of it is pretty practical.
I had a
stuff.
Douche boss that I hated who he drove a PT Cruiser and he's like, I'm a car guy. And the fucking license plate on the PT Cruiser was Red Pill.
Where did you work?
It was I worked for the company that made Despicable Me, your beloved Minions.
Oh, wow. Illumination.
Like
yeah.
I like the Minions.
I do too.
Oh, sure,
nice
me too.
Yeah.
So he is Mr. Despicable Me?
No, he's not at all.
So
he was like a marketing.
Steve
he was a marketing guy at the company for like a year. He's not even there anymore, and I worked for him for like 6 months.
Huh. So what is before we even got into all this? Because now we read this, we kind of talk a little bit about. What was like the first movie going experience where you realized you liked movies? Is there something from your childhood where you're like, this was I remember seeing Jurassic Park in movie theaters and being like, oh, going to movies is kind of a thing you can do.
Yeah.
Or is there something because you all continue to go, you said you all go to the movies a lot now.
Oh, yeah. I go like 3 times a week.
I think that's a very LA thing too, though. Because in New York, I didn't go to movies.
No, but it's a movie pass thing for me, really, is just why, I was going, like, I literally, we saw two movies on Saturday, one on Friday, and one on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty average.
So what's going to happen when MoviePass goes to three a month?
I mean, I'll pay. I mean, I'm kind of addicted to going to the movie.
Or yeah.
I mean, I went to movies over the weekend, and I could. There was like nothing available.
Oh, according to MoviePass, I don't know if I. According to MoviePass, I've seen Hotel Transylvania 3. According to myself, I've seen Black Klansman.
naughty.
Well, you kind of fucked up because Hotel Transylvania 3 is actually like really good.
You kind of fucked
up. Enjoyed it. I mean, I also.
Oh no! Don't get me wrong. I wanted to support it financially.
I did love Black Klansman as well.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have MoviePass, but I do like to go.
Yeah, and you guys go together and see the movies?
Yeah. I remember the first movie-going experience where I was like, wow, we were running really late, and my mom was like, we'll be fine. They show previews for 20 minutes. I love the previews, too. I do not like to miss the previews. Mm-hmm. I also now only like to go in recliners. And we walked in, and it was right as, and like, I just was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, because I remember seeing like Disney movies before that in the theater, but Lion King like changed it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, like, my family was always a big movie-going family. Like, that was, like, our family activity. I mean, my mom and I grew up in Vegas, and we would drive to L.A. to see all the movies that weren't in Vegas and then see, like, a bunch of movies in a day. Yeah.
Wow.
At the Arclight. But... the first movie that I really remember being shook by was Garden State. Oh. Just like sitting there sobbing, fucking downloading the soundtrack on my way out of the theater. Just like, this movie has forever changed.
This movie spoke to me.
I don't know if there are bands that aren't the Shins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if it hits you at the right time, that is a movie that... people kind of all agree when it hits you at the age, it's the right thing, and then it maybe doesn't hold up in any capacity.
I just had the soundtrack on my iPod.
Did he make that one on Kickstarter, too?
I saw it late, and so I was, like, past it.
I
couldn't imagine seeing it for the first time. That happens all the time where people tell you you'll really like something, and then you're just like, maybe, I think 12 years ago, this would have meant a lot to me.
Oh, and I think I only saw it, like, 2 years late. Like, I wasn't even that late, and I was like, no.
Like, Scrubs was still on.
That's why I had never seen Ace Ventura, and my boyfriend made me watch it like 2 weeks
one of my
ago,
favorite
and I was like,
movies.
This movie sucks.
Oh, like, my it's gosh. In my top three
it's
favorite
so
movies.
Transphobic.
I can't believe you just brought that movie up, because that's what I was going to say, is like a family. Like, I'm one of six kids, so we didn't go see a lot of movies as a family, because you just can't bring eight people and mulch, like, with that many, that like varying of ages to a movie together.
Yeah.
But we went to go see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective as a family. I remember my little brother Kevin was still in diapers and just shat all up his back.
That's a real preview for Nate.
Which
calls.
My dad, yeah, exactly. And my dad was like, "Kevin just had a poopy blowout. I gotta take him to the bathroom." But that's so funny. Also, because
I tried,
I brought my my aunt, who is like, you know, manic depressive and a religious freak, to Garden State with us. It was like me and my brother took her to it just to be inclusive. And afterwards, she was asking us all these questions. She goes, "Now, what was that thing that they were smoking out of?" And we go, "A bong." And she goes, "A bong." Like, she just had,
like she really didn't know?
She had no idea what a bong was.
So that just changed her life by introducing more nouns.
Yeah. She just was, like, getting her mouth to, like, say the word. She was like, "A bong."
Bong.
It's a fun word to say. It could fit into any of your names.
My mom definitely has, like, smoked out of a bong. Her sister is just extremely
Damn,
religious.
You got a cool mom.
This is totally... I'm introducing a story that's not even mine into this. What about Ace Ventura?
Yes.
When I was in... back at Just for Laughs last summer, and Jim Carrey was winning the
Vanguard Award,
like the,
or whatever.
The Career Achievement Award that they give out, that's very real. And he was actually
the
there,
Bill Cosby.
Which was exactly. It was actually super cool because he was actually there, and you never see Jim Carrey anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's there, and Judd Apatow was introducing him, and he told the story. He was like, well, because he lived with Jim Carrey and they were like close friends and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he lived with Jim Carrey in the Valley when he was auditioning for all these movies. And he's like, and Jim, you know, they were just all doing stand-up, and then Jim got Ace Ventura. And he's like, then I didn't talk to him because there were no cell phones. I couldn't text him. So he was just on set shooting for a month and rehearsals. So he's like, I didn't see him for a long time. And then I finally got a hold of him. He's in the middle of this production. And I was like, Jim, how's the movie going? And he goes, Judd, I am making some decisions. And he goes, after this is over, I will be the most famous comedian in the world, or I will never work again.
And it worked out.
You got a package, people.
I know. He's just so funny.
You never stole 911?
He did make that movie. And watching it, I was truly blown away by how great he was, but also how much I hated just what the movie was about.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't.
Football?
No, just like,
murder and
the
football.
Dolphins.
I mean, you have to kind of look at it in the context of like the Crying Game had just come out. They're making fun of the Crying Game a little bit. Like, it's the ultimate twist that the woman is the man, whatever. Obviously, it's not trans sensitive to like the trans, like all the information that we have now about being sensitive to those kind of things. But I can say honestly that not a week goes by where I don't say something from that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I literally the other day was like giving Jared a cookie and was like, do you want a cookie, son? They're little footballs. Like, I literally I say something from that movie constantly.
It's probably my family. We used to watch it every summer road trip. We would watch that and She's All That, but way more Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Like, just over and over again. And so in my family, it's probably the most quoted movie as well.
Totally.
The most quoted movie in my family is hands down, without a doubt, Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
I was 100% about to say it's Vegas Vacation or Christmas Vacation in my family.
Well, we have watched all of the Vacation movies several times, but Christmas Vacation, my dad makes us watch every Christmas as long as I can remember, and sometimes several times, and even in the summer. I mean, there's no real...
I don't even think my parents ever watched Christmas Vacation until they started making it a tradition. They're like, we always watch this. I'm like, none of us have seen this, and now we've watched it like 15 years in a row, but it was no one's favorite movie, and then all of a sudden it's now a forced tradition on the family.
It's the only Vacation movie that I really like.
No.
Oh.
I recently watched European, you guys.
No,
European's
not great.
I think
Summer.
I think Summer and Vegas are both really good, too.
I think
Christmas
so
is
Vegas
the best
is great.
One.
Oh, I've never seen Vegas.
The Vegas one is so funny.
It had Wayne Newton before he was like a skeleton.
I think it's the funniest one, the Vegas one.
Oh, maybe
one,
I have to watch Vegas, but Jared and I both on a Delta flight recently watched European Vacation at the same time. We were like,
I think that's the worst.
It's a garbage movie.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Afterwards. But Christmas is, I love it. Classic.
Yeah. My dad watches it like he's seeing it for the first time every time.
He's like Schindler's full.
Oh my God. He's laughing so hard. I'm like, how?
There's truly nothing Randy Quaid could do to not be the funniest person in the world to my dad.
God bless.
My family is very resentful towards the Quaid family.
Really?
My dad, whenever he sees a Quaid, he's like, they fucking looked into it. And I'm like, Dad, I don't think Randy's doing great.
He's
lucky he got the money he did because he's a not great actor. I'm like, really?
He lucked into that sex tape where he and his wife or girlfriend were both wearing Richard Nixon masks.
He's mad at them all.
He just tweeted his sex tape one day.
I know.
Oh,
I've watched
that.
It.
Yeah.
Ew, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're both wearing Richard Nixon masks.
I don't want to see that.
I didn't watch it in
you
its
can
entirety.
Still tell who
was
who.
I dabbled.
You can tell who was who.
If you pay attention, it's like in baseball games where they do the game where they put the ball under three helmets. As long as you can remember what helmet originally had the ball under, you can tell who was who. Yeah, the shell game.
They also look like
they're baseball invented that.
Like a Taliban sort of like bunker.
It's very strange. Which I think
he
might
just like
be a
has
motel.
Never paid taxes. They like live in Canada off the land now, don't
it's
they?
It's truly. I started following him on Twitter one day, just because I saw he posts like videos and they're just super close up front facing videos.
That's what I've been watching.
And what I've been able to decipher from it is, he hates the government. And then it all just came down to he never wanted to pay any taxes.
Yeah,
I think he hates his brother too.
I
think there's some jealousy
some jealousy for sure.
But do you guys remember when Dennis Quaid's like two twins in the hospital? Well, you should tell your dad this. It might make him soften up. They like were accidentally given like a blood thinner by a nurse and almost died.
That.
Dennis Quaid and these twins.
But
a lot of issues.
My friend made out with his son. So.
His two little twin
Dennis
kids.
Quaid's sons?
Yeah, she made out with him a bunch of times.
That seems like a positive.
Oh, his son with Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
I bet he's cute.
Yeah.
How do you accidentally give a baby paint?
Did they survive?
Thing? Yeah, they did, but it was like really touch and go because that's like horrible. It's like the worst thing.
See, my
you can
dad would say, now we get the male practice suit. Like, he needs more money.
Jeff Gailey draws a line in his sand.
I love it. His hatred knows no bounds.
He's against the Quaids.
Yeah.
Newborns beware.
He didn't have any of his kids die?
Yeah.
Ugh, lucky bastard.
He just sent his one twin to England? That's fucked up.
Oh, man. So what is, aside from just, like, movies and stuff, because now it's, you know, it's nice. Going to a theater does feel like a very Los Angeles thing. People like to go to movies.
Yeah.
People like to sit through the credits and pretend it's their friends. Mm-hmm. And people, and everywhere else, everyone watches everything through stream. You know what I mean? People are staying in. What is the worst thing you've spent the most time binge watching? I guess is an inevitable question here.
That's a great question.
You mean TV?
Especially any TV? Because, I mean, unless you've seen a movie, you've probably seen a TV show longer than a movie.
I mean, our podcast is about the garbage we spend hours
but
watching.
But I like stand by all of that.
Yeah, I would say, I think that's something that I really have come around to is remember when people, I don't think hate watching is real.
No,
I agree. You just got to admit that some of this stuff that's like pulpy or soapy, that's good. We're allowed to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to feel guilty for liking things.
Yes.
I am truly a person who like is loyal to a show till the end, even when it jumps the shark and starts to suck. So like, I'll say like, I watched Nip Tuck all the way through, even though it was only good like in the first season.
Yeah.
I watched all of Glee, like every single episode of Glee. Like,
remember how huge that was? Was it 2 years?
Yeah. And then I stuck with it, and so did Mike Lawrence, and it's one of the only things
That's
Mike
incredible.
Lawrence and I could ever talk about.
And Kara is current on Law & Order SVU.
Hell yeah.
Does they still have new episodes?
Oh, bitch. Season 20 is about to premiere.
Season 20? What is like 30 episodes a season, too?
There's like about 24 episodes a season, and I'm telling you that I've seen every single one more than one time.
Wow.
That is incredible.
But I don't consider that the answer to your question, because was not a waste of my time.
No, it's not. And also, Dick Wolf has a new show coming out about the FBI called... Yeah. FBI.
Oh, hell yeah. Dick Wolf, fucking...
NBC?
That's how big Law & Order is they can use a executive producer of the show to push a new show about the same thing.
I don't know if I have any shows that I, like, regret being with. I do watch... I watch a lot of HGTV, but it's usually when I'm on the road in a hotel.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'll just switch back and forth between House Hunters and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
But I genuinely enjoy every moment of it. I guess I'm a little embarrassed that I've seen every episode of Summer House and Southern Charm Savannah, which are like...
I've never heard of that.
Don't be embarrassed.
And like... Kara is a Bravo gal. She doesn't watch those. There's definitely Bravo shows that I do that most Bravo viewers don't, but I do like them, and I'll answer
like
an email.
Like Hyper Bravo?
Yeah. Like, these are the ones that
not
get
like
canceled.
Project Runway or something.
No,
like
these are canceled shows.
I was talking to a guy, very knowledgeable man, last week, who's, like, very plugged-in gay man, and he was saying that him and his friends call one thing Het Bravo, like hetero Bravo.
Okay.
And that's, like, Below Deck. And, like, some of the more, like real estate shows. And then there's, like, Gay Bravo is, like, The Housewives. And, like, that stuff that's, like, very... And, like, I don't know where Southern Charm would fall.
Hetero. Because it's... I have a friend who only watches Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And then
it's like Vanderpump Rules also falls
even
into
watch
Gay Bravo.
Any of
there's
like,
so many shows.
I'm just like, you don't watch any of The Housewives? She's like, no, just Southern Charm. And I mean, she's Southern.
How many, okay.
Oh, wow. Wait, can I say mine?
Yeah.
Of the show that I got... Or are we still talking about Bravo? I just really, because I thought about a show that is like I binged for so long. I got for like years. I got into Burn Notice. You know Burn Notice?
For years?
I've told you this, I think, but you know there's a sketch on SNL that like is a game show, and the title of the game show is What is Burn Notice? And like nobody can say what it is.
Oh, it's I can't, honey.
I don't know what it's about. Let me try and guess.
It was the number one rated cable television show for years,
maybe.
And I have never met until Christy person that I watched.
So do you know anything about it? Burn Notice.
I know a little bit about it.
I can see a billboard.
All right, I can see, let me try and get through a little bit of what Burn.
I'd love to
cop
revisit.
It's about a cop.
Yep.
It's about a
hardly.
It's about a, but he isn't a cop.
Do you know what a burn notice is? First of all, let that be your guide.
I don't.
You don't. Okay.
Is it like an you're being served?
It's someone who knows too much.
I thought it was like you're done making a mix CD.
No. Okay. Go on. A cop.
Okay. So he used to be a cop. Did he used to be a cop?
He got a burn notice.
He got a burn notice. He knew too much about the bad guys as a cop, and so he tried to play both sides, and he's in too deep.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay. Well, a burn notice is a thing, right? That's like known.
No.
I believe a burn notice is like when a show that's known. A burn notice as an idea, but burn notice as a concept is like
I've never heard that.
They need to burn your identity. Like you need to like
Yeah, you're burned.
Oh, so
here's your notice.
Is this his life after he went through all this?
Oh yeah.
And so he's been like he got a whole new life like they did in Breaking Bad.
So I mean, mostly I remember it as taking place in Miami because when I would watch it with my dad, he would always go, "Miami, what a sexy city." And I'd always go, "Please stop." And then he's like, "I remember my years in Miami." And then so he's
it sounds
in...
like something someone who's never been to Miami would say. What with the beach?
So it was a father-daughter watch.
Yeah, it was a father-daughter watch.
He was the burn, you were the notice.
But it was nice because each episode kind of existed the way Law & Order does. It's like an individual thing that he's doing. Like, he's like gone rogue. He's got his burn notice.
TNT?
He's getting in there. He can have the illegal guns.
USA.
Yeah, baby, USA.
And there was this really sexy girl in it. I remember
Piper Perabo from Coyote Ugly.
Yeah,
my mom and I have a show. I think you and your mom share this show too. Cold Case.
Oh,
I've seen every episode of Cold Case.
I love Cold Case.
And
I don't regret a second of it. A second. Yeah. If they made a movie, I'd audition. Yeah. I'd be a PA on it. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, and speaking of super sexy Miami, I watched Dexter start to front, and it at the end was the worst.
That's
fucking
the most
I did. Wow, you're so loyal.
I have to find out how it ends. Like, it's so annoying because, like, I just watched the sixth season of Orange is the New Black, which I actually really enjoyed. Even though seasons like four and
six?
Five were bad.
Yeah. Six seasons?
I haven't watched since season
no
two.
Idea.
If you told me what season it was on, I would have said the third
four.
One.
Me too.
Four and five were like bad actively, but then six was good again. So it's like sometimes if you stay in, you get rewarded again.
Aren't
I don't
you
know.
Glad you kept? Okay, and that's yeah.
You're loyal.
I can't keep up with these things.
I am,
you have
guys. Let me tell you something about my family.
That's a Real Housewives of New Jersey quote.
Okay. I've never
Carolyn
seen
Manzo.
Someone more upset at a television show than my roommate in New York. Who watched the finale of Dexter, and I was in the
other room
when he
finished. It was the worst finale of maybe any show I've ever
seen.
Was
that my ex-boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. terrible show.
No, that was a basement attendant. my old roommate, Tony, he watched it, and he loved Dexter. You got to get in Dexter. You got to get in Dexter.
Yeah.
And I think he loved it until the finale because he trusted that something would happen. And then I just heard his computer shut, and then I just heard, fuck! He just was
it
so
is,
mad.
I think
he was
it
so
has
mad
gone
if he just
down
came,
in history as one of the worst
He just
finales.
Came into my room to, didn't even say hi, and was just like, the show ends like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you haven't seen it, but here's exactly,
and
he lays out the whole thing, and it doesn't pay off for me at all. Like, his story isn't good. And I was like, how'd you expect your story to be good? You're telling me a disappointing story.
So,
but to be watching it on your computer, too, that's like... There are, like, Real Housewives in New York, I watch on my computer. Now I have a mounted TV in my bedroom. Okay, I'm living. I don't need to be slumming on my MacBook. But when you really love something, you'll take that puppy anywhere.
I mean,
you'll watch it on Amtrak.
So you could be horizontal while enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he was devoted to it, and they let him down.
Yeah. They let him down.
Poor Tony.
All of us.
I'd like
all
to know what happened.
All of us Dexter
Will you tell me later what happened? Because I only watched one season.
Actually, I don't care if anyone, it spoils it for anyone. I kind of want you to explain why it was so disappointing, too.
It's like, it's...
Because there's definitely
the
people listening
who will align
with
you. The show is just like so crazy. I mean, the concept is so great. It's like a guy who basically is a serial killer, but his dad trained him before he died to just kill people that deserve it. Like, so he kills, like, pedophiles and rapists and, like, horrible people. And then... It goes into so many fucking layers of crazy throughout all the whole show. And then the story won't pay off for you. But like in the end, his sister dies, who's his person throughout the whole thing.
Who he's dating in real life.
In
married
real
to.
Life, he was married to her and then they got divorced. He like drops her body into the ocean and then he suddenly is like a logger in rural Maine or something.
And how did she die?
I don't remember, but it was like something he could have, like he prevented her death 1,000 times. Like it just made no sense. Like in the first season, she was dating a serial killer and she survived that. Like it just, none of
and
it made any
sense. And the whole thing is just,
sense.
He just got out.
Like, and he also fell in love with another serial killer. Like it just was bad. Like Yvonne Strahovski, who plays she plays the bad
Doubtfire.
Woman. No, the bad woman in Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
The mother, the Mrs. Waterford.
She's great.
That's what I was trying. Yeah. Huh. She was bad in Dexter, but she's great in that.
You know what? I saw her like doing late night. Not a stand-up set, just being interviewed. She was so fucking boring.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, I'm like, damn, how can you be so... you know, it's not even you're a good actress. You are like a compelling villain and like so many layers to you. And you can't even tell an interesting story about being camping with your fiance.
That's been pre-produced. Like, what's
produced? Yeah, because what it actually is you're telling the most interesting story you have.
Totally.
I'm just like, she's like, I don't really like camping. And she's from New Zealand. I'm just like, bitch, bring it.
Yeah. Her name's Yvonne Strahovski, but it's she's from name. New Zealand.
I don't know.
That sounds like an acting school.
It does. Do you take lessons at Yvonne Strahovski's?
Yeah. I do Strahovski method.
That's what the C in UCB is short for, Strahovski. There's no way that's the letter that it starts with.
No.
Maybe she like internalizes everything so much. That's where all her entire process exists. Right. And it all comes out on camera.
She has nothing to give to Conan.
Right. Yeah. Strahovski method is when you're super boring in all of your life and you give it all into the character.
Okay. We got a few games that we want to play.
Oh, I love games.
And so I explained the first one is called Before and Afters. It's all pun-based. So what this is I combine two movie titles into one new movie title, and I'll tell you the plot to that movie. An example that we use every time is The Wolf of Wally Street would be a cute robot that sells penny stocks.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the plot. You tell me the name of the movie.
This is my nightmare of a game.
Yeah, yeah. People either really like...
So in this, you would say, a cute robot sells penny stocks, and we would say, Wolf of Wally Street.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And so here's the very poorly smashed together plots, right?
Okay.
A young boy in foster care befriends an orca whale who's been separated from his family and comes up with a plan to help the whale escape from the old candy factory.
Free Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I watch a lot of Jeopardy.
Y'all are good.
No, whenever this comes up on Before and After, like Before and After comes up on Jeopardy, you see some people be like, fuck. And I'm like, yes. I will own you.
I had Free Willy, and then I was like, Free Willy Cider House rules.
Oh, no. I knew it was Free Willy Wonka before you even got there.
Because I didn't know that the kid in Free Willy was a foster kid. So I was sort of thought that was going.
Well, he goes to live with like his aunt and uncle.
I was literally like, Shamu.
I don't know.
Foster family.
I don't know about this. Listen, this is my nightmare. Go on.
Black Swordfish. A young rapper struggling with every aspect of his life witnesses a train crash and investigates a subsequent unexplained events in his small town.
8 Mile.
Say it again.
A young rapper struggling with every aspect of his life witnesses a train crash and investigates subsequent unexplained events in his small hometown.
Oh, I don't know about train. The train crash is...
That Pelham? 8 millimeter or something millimeter something
8 mile millimeter
8 mile millimeter
Super 8 mile
Super eight. That's what I was thinking of.
I don't know that movie.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
kind of a movie
eight.
That all we all loved the trailer.
I
liked it. I like Super 8.
I've never even heard of this film.
I've heard of it, but it's J.J. Abrams, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like that's my husband.
J.J. Abrams made E.T. I've never seen E.T., but that's kind of how everyone
J.J.
described
Abrams?
It.
What?
No, I'm saying this is his E.T.
Oh, yeah,
is Super 8,
yeah.
Where it's like a bunch of kids kind of working the good side
of
an
alien. It's real good.
It's good. Hmm. Last one. Two young artists fall in love while pursuing their dreams in Los Angeles, but as their successes grow, they grow unsure that they'll ever make it back to the legendary Great Valley and be reunited with
La La Land Before Time.
La La Land Before Time. He's been clapping outside.
That's a good one.
Shout out, we have various readers who send in before and afters. And
I love that.
So they send in the titles and I come up with the plots.
Ooh,
so thank you if you send in those titles. John Rosenberger.
John Rosenberger!
Send in, I believe, Super 8 Mile was his.
He's the best.
And so we get him sent in, so thank you for that. The next game is called Cattle Call. What this is I will tell you 6 movies that were turned down by the same actress. And you tell me what actress turned down these 6 movies.
Okay. Can't wait.
These were all big parts. It wasn't,
leads.
You're in the position where you can turn something down.
Right.
I guess that's kind of like.
Right.
All right. Movie 1, The Dark Knight. The Devil Wears Prada. Casino Royale. Mission Impossible 3. Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay.
Get Smart.
Whoa.
Because I was going to say Jennifer Lawrence.
That's so hard.
She's Emma Stone?
This is the hardest one of these we've ever had.
Do it again. Do it. Wait, sorry.
So you can even like start thinking about what these parts are. Yeah. The Dark Knight would have been
a brunette,
replacing
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's brunette. Could have been. The Devil Wears Prada.
Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Casino Royale.
Whoever.
Or she's just a Bond girl.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess is going to be sexy. Mine's going to be Julia Roberts, but I know it's not right.
No, it's too old.
Mission Impossible 3.
I know, but I dream for her.
Cardi B. No, Mission Impossible 3, and then Get
Silver
Smart
Linings Playbook.
Is Jennifer Lawrence, and Get Smart's Anne Hathaway again. So it's someone that's on their level.
Yeah.
So that's why I said Emma Stone, but...
A babe.
So here is an insight to Silver Linings Playbook. Jennifer Lawrence was who the part was originally written for. Then they thought she had to back out, so they went to try and cast this woman. And then Jennifer Lawrence was back in.
It's not Amy. It's with the girl. That girl. I forget her name. I know who.
If I tell you what movie she's in, you'll probably get it. We've already been talking about this movie. She's probably most known for Mean Girls.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Whoa. She turned down all those parts?
I thought you were saying
that she was up for the Dark Knight thing, and everyone was like, she would have been better, because wasn't Maggie Gyllenhaal really bad in that?
People were haters.
I don't even remember who was in Maggie Gyllenhaal was in the Dark Knight, right?
But Anne Hathaway.
But she replaced... The character was played by someone else. Katie Holmes. That's right. It was Katie Holmes.
Wow. Rachel McAdams is cool.
Yeah.
I like her.
All right. Tell me which role all these actors turned down. Josh Brolin, Armie Hammer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Cillian Murphy, Heath Ledger, Ethan Hawke, Johnny Depp.
Okay. Wow, so it must have been back when Heath Ledger was alive.
Like, no, that's the thing. No. He hasn't got his forwarding address changed yet.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Heath Ledger.
Right. Did you CC or BCC?
2007.
I mean, something Leo did.
He didn't.
Is it a franchise? Because it could be so many different.
It is a franchise.
It's a franchise?
Oh, The Bourne Identity? I also just don't know movies with men. I don't care about them.
I know. I don't know like any of these movies.
Zodiac? No, that's not.
Gyllenhaal took that.
Oh, yeah, duh.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I like that movie. Do you have any hints?
We've talked about this movie a bunch. Pretty
The best. Matrix?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
They all turned down Ace Ventura. Come on, Army. I know you're 9.
Oh, yeah, because, like, that's what I don't get is, like, was Armie Hammer anybody when Heath Ledger was still alive? Like, Armie Hammer, to me, didn't come out until, like, The Social Network.
I don't even know who that is.
He's he played the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network.
Okay, okay, yeah.
And he's in Call Me By Your Name.
So
and,
we've talked about this movie?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Superhero.
Oh.
Captain America?
Batman.
Batman.
Wow.
These are all different Batmans.
Oh. Why wouldn't you want to be Batman? So Heath Ledger was offered Batman and then said, I want to be Joker.
There was never going to be a good, just like Batman Begins, there was never going to be a good superhero movie. And then he saw Batman Begins and asked if he could audition for a part in the next one.
Oh. Wow. So who ended up taking it? Not Christian Bale. Oh, it was Christian Bale.
My ex-boyfriend was working at Warner Brothers when they were auditioning people for Batman Begins, and he said he remembers Christian Bale showing up in, like, the shitty 1994, like, broken-down car because he heard, and he told him that it's good luck to drive your old car to auditions.
Huh.
Huh. So, well, I think he was just poor.
So, I'm like.
No, but he doesn't like American Psycho. So, he probably doesn't have his soul.
Yeah, rich. But it was people like his first car. Shitty cars to be like, well, I need this car.
True, every movie he'd ever done, he didn't have to eat for up until that point. Yeah. He's just playing like very slim men and everything.
That's true. Everything he does involves him on a starvation diet.
He's like, we need you to only eat one poisoned plant for a whole shooting. He's like, I'm already on top of it. Yeah. I got my old 1990s.
We need to see more ribs.
Voyager. Okay, last game that we have here is called Rapid Fire Trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're seeing the movie. It would definitely probably help you with the trivia. It's a beta. Title is in beta. And so all of you have never seen Scarface.
Yeah, nope. Baby.
And so we're going to see who can do best on a Rapid Fire Trivia of Scarface. So if two of you would like to leave.
All right, cool.
You go first. Okay. Bye.
You can go third.
No, that's fine.
And also, you know, we edit this together. If you have to go pee,
it's
okay.
It's going to take her a really long time to
pee. See, now I'm mad because I told them, say hello to my little friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a trivia question.
Well, it might be.
Well, I hope they forgot it.
Are we good?
All
right.
Okay.
So it's going to be rapid fire trivia. There's 20 questions. I hope they forgot it. we'll go through, and I think 7 is the record for okay. a movie someone hasn't
well,
seen.
Well, I just like, I know you're going to edit this. I would like to go on record that I said say hello to my little friend at the
oh,
top
we'll
of the podcast.
Oh, we'll leave that in for sure. Yeah, I think
so,
you've tipped the hand of
I
one
also
question.
Came up with the bending in The Matrix. And the profound statements.
Okay.
I didn't want to throw them under the bus while they were in here, but
sure.
I was like, the bending and the profound statements was me. And I was in like a fever. I was sick last night.
Are you feeling better?
I am.
That's good.
I think that's what brought me out of it.
Okay. 20 questions about Scarface, which you've never seen. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Number one, what year did the movie come out?
79.
No. Name the director or the screenwriter.
Al Pacino.
No. Name, oh, I'm going to take a second to pull up the IMDb. Sorry. Name two actors or actresses in the movie.
Al Pacino and cocaine.
No. This is my bad. I was supposed to have it pulled up, but I know cocaine isn't a character.
Okay. But I know it plays a heavy part.
It does play a heavy part. All right. Question 4. Name the first name of two characters in the movie.
Ricardo and Maria.
No, you Maria is one of them. How much money did the movie cost to make within $3
million? $15
million? No. How much money did the movie gross worldwide within $6 million?
Total now?
Yes.
$100 million?
$45
million. Oh.
How long is the movie within 10 minutes?
I'm going to say, oh my God, 130 minutes.
It's 170 minutes. It's almost 3 hours long.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
What ultimately happens to Tony Montana?
He dies.
Yes.
Okay.
Tony owns a large brass globe. Name any of the words it reads on the side.
Family?
No.
What the fuck?
The world is yours.
Well, come on, dude.
What drug does Tony primarily sell?
Cocaine.
Yes. What famous director got to guest direct a shot for the film since he happened to be on set?
Spielberg?
Yes. Finish this quote. Say hello to my...
little friend.
Yes. What kind of gun was Tony's little friend?
Oh, like a... not a 9mm. Like
just...
a big one.
Yeah.
A big... like a bazooka?
No,
oh.
AR-15.
Okay.
Where does... I mean, it was just... Okay,
which
we'll talk
we
about
should
in a minute.
Ban.
It is crazy. When it came out in this movie, it was the most absurd gun they could think of to put on film. Okay.
Jeez.
Where does Tony's marriage with Elvira finally end?
Miami?
Well, yeah, but where in Miami? Where are they? It doesn't have to... It's just a place.
The beach?
No. Okay. How many times is the word fuck used within 10?
In 3 hours? I'm going to say like 120.
207. Finish this quote. I always tell the truth, even when I...
lie?
Yes. What bird does Tony mistake for a flamingo when he sees it on TV?
A parrot?
Oh,
a
pelican.
Damn.
Name two movies that people who liked this also liked on Internet Movie Database.
The Godfather?
Mm-hmm.
Goodfellas?
Yes.
Yes.
Where does this movie take place? What city?
Miami.
Yes. What kind of car does Tony buy to impress Elvira?
A Porsche?
Yes. All right. Finish strong. There's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, I set the record. Yes. And these bitches are going down.
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you like to know how Megan did or not?
No.
Okay. So, 20 questions.
Oh, God.
About a movie you've never seen.
Okay.
Rapid fire trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're making, seeing the movie definitely would help with the trivia. Are you ready?
Yes.
What year did the movie come out?
1981.
No. Name the director or the screenwriter.
Martin Scorsese.
No. No one knows this. Oliver Stone wrote this movie.
How
crazy
nope,
is that?
Didn't know that.
Name two actors or actresses in the movie.
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone.
No.
Fuck.
Name the first name of any two characters in the movie.
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Gino.
Yes.
I fully guessed that. Oh, my God. Amazing. Amazing.
How much did the movie cost to make within $3
million? $8
million. No, 25.
Oh, okay.
How much did the movie gross worldwide within $6
million? $100 million.
45. How long is the movie within 10 minutes?
I think it's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
2 hours and 50 minutes. Ooh. What ultimately happens to Tony?
He dies.
Yes. Tony owns a large brass globe. Name any word on the side of it.
On a brass globe?
Yeah.
Columbia.
Not the world is yours. That's so funny if all the countries are labeled where there's cocaine and he is like, it's a fucking map.
That's what I thought it was.
What drug does Tony primarily sell?
Cocaine.
Yes. What famous director got to guest direct a shot for the film since he happened to be on set?
Martin Scorsese?
Spielberg. Finish this quote, say hello to my...
little friend.
Yes. What kind of gun was Tony's little friend?
A Tommy gun, was it? Not a Tommy gun, like a machine gun.
Yeah. Do you know specifically any type of machine gun? I bet you'll get it if you know one type.
A certain kind of machine gun?
Yeah. It needs to be a little more specific.
An Uzi.
I don't know if an AR... Is that close enough? It's an AR-15.
Oh, AR-15 is the only... I was going to say that, but I was like, they didn't exist back then.
Right, they didn't. That's why it was so crazy that it was in a movie.
Yikes.
Yeah. Where does Tony's marriage with Elvira finally end?
Like, existentially or like physically? In divorce?
Physically.
Oh, wait. Oh, Las Vegas.
What time? How many times is the word fuck used within 10?
84.
207. Finish this line. I always tell the truth, even when I...
lie.
Yes. What bird did Tony mistake for a flamingo when he saw it on TV?
A stork?
No. Name two movies.
Well, you're not telling me the answers
anymore. It's a pelican. Name two movies that people who liked this also liked on IMDb.
The Godfather?
Mm-hmm.
And Goodfellas.
Yes. Where does this movie take place? What city?
Oh, New York.
Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What kind of car does Tony buy to impress Elvira?
Oh, it's like a fucking... Isn't it like a Lincoln Town Car or something like that? A Cutlass Supreme?
A Porsche.
A Porsche.
All right.
God, what you did I get? Like three?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Five and a half.
Okay.
I gave you a half point for the Uzi.
AR-15?
Yeah. So five and a half.
How many did Megan get?
Eight.
Ugh, you beat me.
All right.
It was hard. Five and a half.
Five and a half?
I gave her a half because she was
half,
close on
one of... Half
because
I was, like, close on something.
I'm so scared. I know nothing.
All right. So here's
Dude,
where we're at.
Dude, don't feel... Like, they're hard. I don't know anything.
Here's where we're at. Kara got five and a half. Megan got eight, which is a new record for most questions answered by someone who hasn't seen the movie. She got... four of the last five questions, right?
I want to go over the ones we all got right afterwards.
I know nothing about this movie.
All right. Are you ready to answer some trivia questions about it?
Yeah, puppy.
All right. Rapid fire trivia. That was question one.
I win!
Rapid fire trivia about a movie you've never seen. We're seeing the movie. Definitely will probably help you with the trivia. Christy, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Eight is the number to beat. Five and a half is the number to get you into second place.
Uh-oh.
What year did the movie come out?
1992.
No, 1983.
Fuck.
Name the director or the screenwriter.
Al Pacino.
No, Brian, that's a popular answer for that question today, though. Brian De Palma and Oliver Stone wrote this movie.
I said Scorsese, De Palma. He wrote The Godfather, right?
I don't know.
Probably.
With that name. Name two actors or actresses in the movie.
Al Pacino and Susan Sarandon.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Pfeiffer. Name two characters by name in the movie. First name.
Al and...
No.
Scarface and... Michelle.
No, I think you're just saying the last words you heard.
This is hard. Michelle and Barack.
Tony, Manny, Elvira, Gina, Frankie, Mama, Omar, Alejandro, Mel, Chi-Chi.
And Scarface.
That
doesn't count?
No.
Oh, did Megan guess Chi-Chi?
No.
No.
Kara got it right just by guessing Italian names.
I said Maria and Roberto.
I knew his name was Tony Montana, so I said Tony, and then I go, God. Gino?
All right, number five. How much did the movie cost to make within $3
million? Within $3
million?
What does that mean?
Like, your
you
answer
within,
can be within $3 million.
Oh, got it. 30?
25.
Oh.
How much money did the movie gross worldwide? $6 million range.
It costs 25 to make. I'm going to guess like 150.
$45
no?
million. Dollars. How long
Whoa,
is the movie?
That's
I know.
Low.
It got a lot of residuals from
that's
Cribs,
crazy.
Though.
That's crazy.
How long is the movie within 10 minutes?
2 hours and 25 minutes.
2 hours and 50 minutes. What ultimately happens to Tony?
He dies?
Yes.
In a hot tub.
Yeah, in a pool.
Shit.
You're getting a bonus 0.5 for that, though.
Thank you.
Tony owns a large brass globe. Name any word on the side of the globe.
America?
No, the world is yours. What drug does Tony primarily sell?
Cocaine.
Yes. What famous director got to guest direct a shot for the film since he happened to be on set?
Scorsese.
Spielberg.
I guess that also, Christine.
Finish this quote. Say hello to my...
little friend.
Yes. What kind of gun was Tony's little friend?
It was a machine gun.
What kind specifically?
A big one.
What's a name any type of machine gun? Is AR-15.
I don't know.
Where
don't
do
know
Tony and Elvira end their marriage?
Where are they in it?
Where do they end it?
When did it end?
Where do they end it?
At church?
Oh, a restaurant. How many times is the word fuck used in the movie? Within 10.
20.
207.
I said 80.
That'd be a huge range if I gave you within 10 and this 20.
Oh my God.
Finish this
quote.
I thought
you were tricking me.
I always tell the truth, even when I...
lie.
Yes. Ooh. What bird did Tony mistake for a flamingo when he saw it on TV?
He thought it was a flamingo, but it was actually a pelican.
It was a pelican.
Yeah!
I saw you making the face for P, and I was like, no! Name two movies that people who liked this also liked on IMDb.
Taxi Driver and Godfather.
Yes, also would have accepted Godfather 2, Snatch, Goodfellas, Reservoir Dogs. What city does the movie take place?
Miami?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, Chrissy's going
to
beat me.
What kind of car does Tony buy to impress Elvira?
This
would be for 5 in a row.
Lamborghini?
Porsche.
Mm. Fuck!
All right.
How many did Christy get? I think she got exactly the same. Pelican!
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Wow.
What? You guys? Yeah.
And that was taking away the extra 0.5 for saying he died in a hot tub because it was actually a pool. But he does die and fall into a pool. Wow. That's good. Good job.
Yeah, we did pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, great job.
That's we get some twos and some threes through here.
What idiots.
Well, I set the new record.
I can't believe I can't believe you got Pelican.
I just thought, what does a flamingo what would I confuse a flamingo with?
Apparently, and I was reading about it because I've never seen it either, but this is like he's just in a bathtub watching TV and there's a flamingo and he goes, look at that pelican. He says it out loud.
Literally, that's why I want to see this movie now.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on and doing the podcast. And
thank you for having us.
It was so much fun.
Tell everyone where to find you and what you guys have going on.
Our podcast is called Let's Talk About Texts. It's right here on the Starburns Network, so give us a listen.
Yeah.
We have a Gmail and an Instagram and a Twitter and all kinds of things you can check us out
It's all at starburns.audio.
I'm kind of on tour right now, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can go to megangailey.com, and then I have a half hour premiering September 28th on Comedy Central.
Great.
And I have a show live every Monday here at the UCB Sunset in L.A.
Awesome.
And I don't do comedy. So
awesome.
Don't look for her.
Don't stop looking for me.
My social media is locked.
Well, thanks so much. And if you're listening, thank you. Please give us like a review and subscription and rating and all that sort of stuff. We appreciate it. And remember, if you want more of the show, we got bonus episodes and videos from live shows and stuff like that on our Patreon page at patreon.com/neverseenitshow.
We got to get a Patreon.
Or patreon.com/neverseenit. That's what it is. Really, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
It's a good show.